I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're going to be taking communion over Romans chapter 8. We're actually going to be doing a little bit of a series here over the next several days, where we're going to be taking just a few paragraphs at a time in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is just this extremely powerful chapter. I've had some encounters with God in Romans chapter 8. It all started one day when I was talking with my grandpa on the phone one day and just asking him what he was doing. And he said, well, I just finished eating breakfast. He said, I had Romans 8 for breakfast this morning. And he said, you should read it. You should read it today. He said, you should read it twice, in fact. And so I listened to him and I read Romans 8 and I read it again. And just some of the verses, one of the verses we'll talk about today, Romans 8:11, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and will bring life to our bodies. That verse just started to jump off the page in me, just like God was connecting with me. And there's just so many powerful verses in Romans chapter 8. So we're going to be taking communion over that today. Like I said, we're going to do a couple of days series on Romans chapter 8, I think, here. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me, remember him. It's this opportunity to take that sacrifice of Jesus that happened 2,000 years ago and to pull it into the present moment today, to remember him and to make that sacrifice active and relevant in our lives today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is this activation of all the benefits that are found in this new covenant. It's this opportunity to stir those spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and remembrance and imagination and combine it with something physical and practical that we actually do to get our whole spirit, soul, and physical body united together. Very powerful thing. But it's important we take it the right way. Every time we take it, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and appreciation, gratitude and delight for him and all that he went through, all that Jesus went through to connect us back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece by getting connected with God? Are we walking in faith and love, doing those things that we know to do? And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout advice, physical exercise as a way to connect with God, to practice applying our faith. Physical exercise, I believe, is just an expression of exercising our faith. And once we understand how to receive that grace by faith and get that grace flowing through us, and we experience God doing the work in our physical exercise, it's a way for us to practice that. Once we understand how to do that, how to get that grace flowing through us in our lives, it teaches us how to apply it into all the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all their friends, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders, and I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together and help us to get some fresh insights and revelation. Just bring things to life in this Romans chapter 8 today. I ask you to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of those opportunities as well. And I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we making today a masterpiece? This is what we talk about, our four fundamentals. Getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today, and then let's take action. Let's do those things that we know to do and do them with together in partnership with God. So I'm going to go off the script a little bit today. I feel like God's been giving me a little bit of nudges, and I wasn't quite sure how to do it, but I'm going to give it a go today. So you have to bear with me just a little bit, but one of the easiest ways I found to do all this, and the first thing we got to understand, what is today? In the Jewish culture, a day starts in the evening. So when the sun goes down at night, that's when the day starts. It's not in the morning. So they view that it's evening, it's sunset to sunset is what a day is. It's not morning to morning. It's sunset to sunset is when a day is. And that little shift makes a big difference in how we view a day. We want to get our day off to a good start. Okay, one of the ways to do that is we start planning for the next day, planning for the morning that evening before. Okay, so one of the simplest ways that I like to do this is I like to start every night before bed. I like to start with a journal. I start the day before I go to bed. I know that sounds weird. I start the day before I go to bed with a journal. And the first thing I like to do is I like to get positioned in the light. I like to get positioned in the light. One of the easiest ways to do that is gratitude. But every day we got to take our position in the light. Got to take our position in the light. Every day we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into this. And this is the on-off switch. Either it's on or it's off. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. We got to keep positioning ourselves every day back into humility, back into forgiveness, back into love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, kind and patient and gentle. And one of the easiest ways to do this is just to stay positioned in gratitude all the time. Gratitude will keep you in faith. And so I like to start the day, start the journal with gratitude. And one of the biggest things we talk about to be grateful for is in our prayer. Thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. Something God has taught me to do. I start praising and thanking him for that every single day. That's in Colossians. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance. We're supposed to be giving thanks for that. He's released us out of darkness, transferred us into the light. So I start my journal usually every night with that. Then we're going to start to magnify. Hold on one second. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Because when we take our position in the light, what do we have access to? God has taken everything he has and he's put it in Christ. He gave it all to Jesus. And we get to be in him. We get to take our position in him today. And in there is God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health, his energy. You don't have to use your own health or energy. You can use God's. His time, his finances, his kingdom, so much more. Then the next thing I do in my journal, start to magnify. Start to magnify. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It begins to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. Where is our attention and focus? And we want to start that before we go to bed. And we want to carry it through the rest of the day. We want to carry through this positioning and this magnifying of the light throughout the day. How are we going to do it? The way I do it in a journal. The way I do it in my journal is to magnify what went well today. You got it at the bottom of the page here. Now I'm going off a little bit off the script here. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God coming through today? And then as we go through the day, magnifying God's word, thinking about it and talking about it, meditating on his word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, can meditate on our right standing with God in Christ and all the good things that he put within us. We'll start to magnify. That's going to grow it bigger and bigger, where God can flow more and more through us. And this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. My slides are going to be all out of order from what we normally do here, doing this a little differently today. So, but then we got to magnify. We got to pay attention to those symptoms. As I'm looking back in my journal, okay, now it's time for a little bit of examination. As I get into my journal, I got to look. What were the symptoms I was experiencing today? I got to reflect back on the day. Was I choosing darkness? Because God gives us free will. We could choose not to do any of this stuff. So I got to look at the symptoms. What are the symptoms? When I'm in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate, to snap at people, to withhold good things that I know I should be doing because they did something to me, they said something to me. Might be the tendency to avoid people or give them the silent treatment. Might feel like there's this big weight and heaviness and pressure that's just sitting on you on the inside. Might feel hopeless or helpless or powerless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Low energy is another big one. When our focus is off, our positioning is off, you're going to have really low energy. So paying attention to those. And I'd like to look back, reflect over the day, to examine myself before bed, before a day starts, every single day. This is part of the communion process. We've got to be examining ourselves. The Apostle Paul says, many people are weak and sick and die early because they take communion without examining themselves. So we want to be taking communion often, but we also want to be examining ourselves often and bringing God into it. God, is there anything that you want me to make some adjustments on? Any adjustments you want me to make? Then I want to look at my emotions. How was I doing in my emotions? Was there fear? Was there stress? Was there worry? Were there things I was dreading in the future that I feel like all just the pressure was on me? Those are all signals that my focus is off. Do I feel like I'm stuck in some kind of vicious cycles, or I'm confused on what to do or which direction to go? That's usually the confusion comes because I'm in the darkness because I got all the weight and pressure trying to make decisions on myself rather than turning those over to God. But when we're in the light, and this is what I'm looking for, I want to look back at my day and say, you know what? I kept my position today. I kept my position in faith and in love, walking in the things that I know to do, these types of things. There's this rest in our soul. And when we rest, everything feels free and easy and effortless. Energy levels rise up. Faith and courage rise up. We've got peace and joy and love flowing through us. Got hope in any and every situation. We've got confidence in God flowing. Get these aha moments, these flashes of insight where God's mind and wisdom just begin to flow through us. I want to pay attention to those symptoms. I want to evaluate those every night before bed. How am I doing? How am I doing? And then I want to look at, all right, did I get off track? Did I get off track? The longest we should go off track is a day, because we're supposed to be, we should be doing this every night before bed, examining ourselves before the next day starts. And I want to look at, how am I getting better and am I getting more skilled at turning things back around if I get off track during the day? How am I doing in that? Because this is a skill set. This is a practice of recognizing when I'm getting pulled off track. Because life is going to try to throw things at us that pull us out of position, that get our attention and our focus off. How quickly am I course correcting and getting it back? And the amazing gift of grace only takes 1 second to go from darkness to light. Just takes a moment to do. How do we do it? You recognize that you're off track and we humble ourselves. You know what? I'm off track right now. Father, forgive me. If you need to say you're sorry to somebody else because you snapped at him or who knows why, give him the silent treatment. Got some tension in the relationship. We got to walk in forgiveness, receive that forgiveness from God, forgive ourselves, walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. And then how do you get back into position? Start praising and thanking God again. Start praising and thanking him again. And you'll feel that shift. The weight will lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that peace and that joy and that love and that grace just begin to flow through you again. And it just takes a moment. So I want to evaluate myself every night before bed. Number one, did I get off track? Do I need to get back into position? Did I spend half of my day out of position and I haven't got position back yet? If so, take those steps before going to bed. But I want to learn. I want to practice getting faster at this. That when I get knocked out, I get right back in as quickly as possible. Then I want to know, how well did I do staying tuned in today? How well did I walk out my day connected to God, tuned in, listening for Him as He's guiding me throughout the day? And so what I've learned is if I get to the end of the day, I actually ask this question, what did I learn today? What was God trying to show me today? And if I have nothing to write about, usually means I wasn't tuned in very well. And I'll ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? If there's something that I missed, would you please show me again? And I'll get still and I'll just write out in my journal whatever comes into mind. Then we've got to stay tuned in and connected to Him throughout the day, waiting for Him, listening for Him. Sometimes we don't know what to do just yet. We can ask Him and then we got to wait for Him to show us. Because I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I was asking Him what to do, but then I wasn't waiting for Him to show me. And I was getting ahead of Him and I had to go back and redo stuff that I'd already done because I didn't do it the right way or took the wrong steps. I got to go back and redo some things because He hadn't shown me yet. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal is evaluate the previous day. Did I do what I knew to do today? Did I walk in the light that I have? What did I know to do? Did I walk in those things? And then I like to plan the upcoming day. The day is just getting going. I'm going to plan that day before I go to bed. Because I found if I plan my day before bed, then I sleep on it. It's like God's working out all the details while I'm sleeping. And I'll write out, all right, what do I know to do today? God, is there anything on your plan that you want me to get done? And I'll write out, what do I know to do? Is there anything I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on or putting off for who knows whatever reason? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? And I write out that plan. And then when we wake up in the morning, we've already got a head start on the day. Already got a head start on the day. We wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Right away, first thing in the morning, we got to get repositioned. Got to get into position again. Hopefully we've already got it when we wake up. Get connected to Him. Start magnifying Him and praising Him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today. With a willing heart and a good attitude, paying attention to those symptoms, following His leading and direction, walking out those things we know to do. And the day has got so many opportunities in it that God's just hidden in the day. You stay tuned into Him. He's going to open up all these opportunities that you didn't know were there waiting in your day today. As we do this, it does something like magnetize us. Get this grace of God flowing through us. He begins to beautify our lives. He's the source of beauty. And it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. And I think one of the things about this magnetism has to do with confidence, that state where all the doubt is removed. The more you walk in this, the more the doubts and unbelief get removed and everything's flowing in the same direction, you and God working together. And the more you get rid of that doubt and unbelief, the more it just begins to magnetize you as your confidence grows in Him. Let's take a look at Romans 8. Romans 8, my kids and I was just telling them the story the other day. We were reading through this. I was telling about how my grandpa told me to read it one day. I was telling them another story about a time when I was part of a men's Bible study and the normal guy who was the leader of the Bible study wasn't going to be there. So he had asked another guy in the Bible study to lead that week, to teach that week. And for whatever reason, he had asked me to teach that week as well. I don't know if he forgot. I don't know what happened. But he asked two of us to teach that week. And we neither one of us knew. So we were both preparing to teach. And I'm getting ready and I'm preparing. I'm going to teach on Romans chapter 8. And my friend who's also preparing and getting ready, he shows up and he's ready to teach. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was teaching. I said, what are you teaching? He said, Romans chapter 8. I said, huh. I'm teaching on Romans chapter 8 as well. Maybe we'll just do it together. And God had synced us up together. So we're going to go through about three paragraphs today of this. And then over the next couple of days, we'll work our way through the whole chapter. So it starts here. Romans chapter 8. We're going to do verses 1 through 11. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So first of all, no condemnation. Condemnation, we talked about the other day on one of our on our yearly cycle update. In 1 John 3, I believe it says, we'll have confidence if our hearts do not condemn us. Condemnation is that place where we have those doubts. There's no more condemnation. There's no more doubt because our confidence is in what Jesus did. Our righteousness, our confidence is in what he did, not in ourselves. And that never changes. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us. We've got this righteousness that's been given to us. We who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind that is governed, so it's ruled by the flesh, is death. The mind that is governed or ruled by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. It's faith that pleases God. You, however, talking to us, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. So it's this righteousness we've been given. We have life in us because of this righteousness that's been given to us. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, this is the verse that just jumped off the page that one day when my grandpa was telling me about Romans 8. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. That same power, just think about this. We're going to meditate on this for a second here today. The same power, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it lives in us. And it will also bring life to our mortal bodies because of his Spirit that lives in us. It's just a truly powerful, amazing thing to think about. So we're going to take communion over this today. Receiving these promises from him. Father, we're so thankful for you, to have you in our lives and for all that you and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. We thank you that there's no condemnation in him, for setting us free, for giving us, we're asking for your help to have minds that are ruled by the Spirit, life and peace. We're just receiving this from you today, that the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in us as well and bringing life to our mortal bodies. We thank you for that, Father. It's a truly amazing promise. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. No more condemnation, with confidence because of him. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. At this new covenant with God, we can know him. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's make today a masterpiece. Make today a masterpiece. We're going to get connected to him. Walk out that plan for today with him together in partnership with him. Let's talk about some workout stuff. One of my goals, I've been doing workout programming for 20 years, probably something like that. And one of the things I consider like the pinnacle of workout programming is to have a simple program where you get everything moving forward and progressing together. So you got a lot of different qualities. People say, should I do cardio? Should I lift weights? Should I do yoga and stretching? What should I do? We want it all. I believe it's possible to have it all moving forward together, where you're getting stronger, you're getting leaner, you're getting more muscular tone, whatever you want to call it. Your endurance is improving. You can do more work without getting tired. Your flexibility and mobility is improving. Everything's moving forward together. Everything's moving forward together, but you got to train all those different qualities and kind of in the right sequence as well. So on the workouts that we're doing, on these daily communion workouts, if you don't have the workouts, if you get on our email list, sign up for the daily emails, the daily communion meditation emails at our website, the Abundant Life Training Center, you'll get the daily workouts that go along with the emails as well. And those workouts took me a long time to get to the simplicity of what it is on there, to shorten it down, to make it more concise. And what I found is it's one of the few programs I've used where everything seems to be moving forward together without having to be doing hours and hours. It takes about 20 minutes a day. And getting everything moving forward together at the same time. That's what we're after. Flexibility, strength, endurance, cardiovascular, muscle mass, getting leaner. Everything's moving forward together at the same time. That's what we're after. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.